Welcome to another edition of In Focus, and well, he's back. Aaron Tompkins from the Smiths Falls Police Service is joining us. Constable, good to hear your voice.
Yeah, again, always a pleasure, and thanks for having me on.
No problem. We love to check in with you in the Smiths Falls Police Service. Last month, it was Jody Empey, the deputy chief who we spoke with, and you're back to talk to us about all sorts of things that have been going on. First off, how did Halloween go last night in town?
Well, Bob, it was a busy night. The weather actually held off, which I was a little worried about, but you know what? There was so many kids out, and I think maybe because we're slowly getting back to our normalcy, that's why we had, there was so many kids out, and we stopped and chatted. Our frontline officers were out patrolling the small communities, or smaller neighborhoods all over town. So you know what? We had a blast. A couple officers stopped and took some pictures with some of the kids, maybe dressed like police officers, ambitious young youth that are looking up to us police officers. So had a blast. We had such a fun time. The parents, everybody was in a good mood last night. So,
yeah, and I think you're right. It was sort of like after 2 years of almost trick-or-treating with the pandemic and such, this was really nice and people certainly enjoying themselves out in big numbers. And speaking of that, earlier this month, people out in big numbers to celebrate back on Beckwith, even though the road wasn't open at that time. It is open now, but that celebration, you talk about police being photographed. There was plenty taken that day as well.
Yeah, again, we're happy to join in the celebrations because, I mean, we've also been detoured and going around and waiting for the revitalization and everything to be finished. So, and as you know, a lot of our officers have been doing paid duties there for the last year and a bit. So it is really nice to see. And again, we were blessed with some nice weather that day. Considering the time of the year, it could have went either way, but it was a beautiful day. Lots of people out, lots of activity. So great job on the town for hosting such an event. And great job by our frontline officers that were out in full force and lots of photos that day. So we loved it.
Yeah, and I live not too far from it. I use it all the time. I'm so happy that it is open again. How's it been going so far from like a traffic standpoint? I haven't really seen any issues.
No issues. I guess the only real change to that intersection, let's say if you're heading on Elmsley and you're turning onto Beckwith right, there's a dedicated turning lane where we had the merge lane with the median there. So that's the only real change to the intersection. Otherwise, no, flows is good. I drive up and down it as much as I can since it's been open and haven't noticed any concerns. And what you will notice, though, is the town is installing a overhead pedestrian crosswalk. So that's Church and Beckwith. So that's well needed there. And so we'll put up some messaging once that comes closer to being functional.
Yeah, and anyone who's traveled through Perth has seen the same sort of thing that's up there, an on-demand crosswalk. It will take a little bit of getting used to, but yeah, we'll do our best to spread the word about that. Now, you say you've been traveling up and down in a cruiser. Was this cruiser filled with food, or was that just for one special occasion?
Well, no. So we had another great event beginning of October, right before the long weekend. It's our annual Stuff a Cruiser campaign. And what we do is we invite all the schools to collect food, money donations, and then we do a final stop at St. Francis School, who always does such an amazing job with their annual turkey trot. So happy to say that we raised, as part of both events, well over 2,500 pounds of food and I think a few hundred dollars in cash donations, which goes right into our local Smiths Falls Food Bank, who they serve Smiths Falls residents, as we know, plus outlying communities as well, like Montague Township, people like Jasper Way. So again, they don't turn people away, and they do service more than just Smiths Falls. And as we know, with the food prices that have gone up, as well as everything else, it seems these days, and the inflation, that's all we hear about, it's been a tax on the food bank. And the demand is higher than ever. So we were happy to be part of that once again this year.
Absolutely. I saw some of the pictures from that, and it sort of seems like you, a police officer, copped out a bit and didn't dress up as a turkey and take part of that. I look forward to those pictures every year, Aaron. What happened?
Well, I did try. I unfortunately got called away on another call, so I had incorporated a few of our civilian volunteers, and they did such a good job. They may have to fill in next year because we had so many compliments, but I did make a quick appearance, and I did apologize to all the students because that's one of their highlights is interacting with the police officers that are out. So we were able to send some officers down to the food bank for unloading. We actually had a full school bus just from St. Francis School alone, and every seat on the bus was piled high, like almost to the roof. So that just tells you how much food one school raised for our local Smiths Falls Food Bank.
Yeah, and that was in advance of Thanksgiving. And of course, it gets them through a little bit more. And then we've got the Build a Mountain of Food campaign starting up. It starts up in Carlton Place this weekend. So it'll be in Smiths Falls before you know it. So it's good to get people in that practice, isn't it?
For sure. And we do have some local drop-off sites here in Smiths Falls. I know Andrus Independence, a huge, huge sponsor. And our event here in Smiths Falls is on the 19th. That's our food collection day for the Build a Mountain for the Smiths Falls Food Bank.
Yeah, basically any grocery store you go to that day in the town, you'll be able to drop off, a donation. And it's certainly the Build a Mountain of Food is one of those things that makes you think about the holidays. We just had another holiday, as we mentioned, Thanksgiving long weekend. Operation Impact was held not only in Smiths Falls, but clear across the province, and I do believe the country, as you were cracking down on drivers who were taking part in the big four causal factors of death on Ontario roads.
Yeah, and again, that's an initiative through the Canadian Association Chiefs of Police. So it is a national campaign that we do every year. And you're exactly right. We focus on those big four. So the distracted driving, the seatbelts, the aggressive driving, so speeders, and impaireds. So our officers were out doing ride programs, doing proactive traffic stops. Again, we want to make sure our roadways are as safe as possible, 365 days out of the year. But again, this is just a highlight. We put a focus on it and just let everybody know in advance. We did some social media posts, and obviously with our media partners, we try and get the word out just as a reminder. Again, we always do proactive stuff. But again, it's just highlighting certain times of the year, especially around holidays and long weekends, because there's a lot more traffic on the highways.
How did drivers in your jurisdiction do, sir?
We did very well, actually. Lots of stops. And happy to say that there was no impaired drivers. I'm sure there was several of the aggressive driving, which the speeding would fall under. But other than that, nothing jumped out at me. So
that is good to hear. Remembrance Day is right around the corner as well. The Smiths Falls Police Service always very much involved in several different things. Logistics is a big part. The day of when the parade takes place from the Legion all the way down to the Cenotaph. But you're also involved in the Poppy campaign.
Yeah, exactly. So we're honored to take part in both. And obviously we're going to make sure that the members for the parade get there safely and get back safely from the Cenotaph to the Legion afterwards. It's always nice to see. We have a lot of military personnel, a lot of police officers. Our administration always goes out every year, makes the wreath laying ceremony, and same with our Smiths Falls Police Association. We always put a wreath in for that every year. Crime Stoppers always a huge advocate. They always have the minivan out there with their speakers for the event as well. So again, we're just happy to be part of it, and small contribution on our part, a little bit of our time to support it. And I know tomorrow we'll be out, I believe it's Walmart from 3 to 5, and that's part of the annual Poppy campaign for the Legion. So more than happy to do so.
Yeah, and you'll be there, I guess, selling poppies, for lack of a better term. Really, the poppies are free with a donation. And it's incredible because every cent raised goes to local veterans and their families.
Yeah, and actually they came out with a biodegradable poppy. So I'm kind of curious. I haven't seen one yet, so to find out more about that and see what they look like. So,
and we ran a story on that too, because it's made up of biodegradable materials, and over the next few years, they're going to be completely switched to that once they move through the stock that they have now, but it's also the wreaths that you were talking about and the crosses too. So I think this is going to be, I mean, it's obviously a green move forward, but I'm kind of curious myself. So it should be interesting.
I know it's, we've always had the same thing. So any change is always unknown and interesting. So I can't wait. And I'm sure I'll get filled in tomorrow. And definitely as we approach the 11th.
Well, a couple of years ago, it was masks with poppies on them and or the Legion or something like that. But now we're moving on to this. It's interesting to see that the Legion is always moving forward. And speaking of moving forward, there are a few things that are taking place over the course of the next few weeks. One of them is you'll be making a presentation to CAS, to the Children's Aid Society.
Yeah, so this is for their foster families. So we did a presentation there last month, which was amazing. On online safety, how for the foster parents, as well as the children and the fostering youth that they have in their homes. So this time we're invited back and we're going to be talking about substance addictions. And we're also going to be talking about mental health. And we're going to be doing a partner, community partner presentation with the Lanark County Mental Health. Our mobile crisis response team, one of the nurses, is going to come out, and we're just going to just have a one-on-one chat with the families and provide some information on what to look out for, what to do. We are huge advocates of having naloxone in every home. Doesn't matter if there's substance use or abuse. It's just one of those things. It's almost like a first aid kit. Everybody should have one in their homes now. It's pretty scary that we have to think that way, but you know what? They save lives, so. The more we advocate for that and the ease of accessing them now is very, very simple.
And speaking, you know, of sort of that age group, when you talk to teens and so on, you do have another event that's coming up involving SFDCI. You're very involved with the local high school.
Yeah, you're right, Bob. So on the November 30th, we have been invited to Boston Pizza and we're going to be serving tables. Waiting tables. So it's going to be quite interesting. And this is a fundraiser for one of the social clubs in the actual high school. So we jumped on that one. See how we do. See if we get invited back next year. And any donations for that is going to be fun and interesting. So I look forward to it. And that's on the 30th. I think it's at 5 to 7 p.m. at Boston Pizza here in Smith Falls.
Well, I got to tell you, I worked to Feed the Fight with you. Fundraiser for Interval House, where we were serving people who were making donations and so on at the Stone Cellar in Perth. And you've got a steady hand, my friend. You'll do fine.
I hope so. I hope I don't trip and I hope I don't spill anything on anyone. But no, it should be fun. And you know what? Any way that we can help. And you know, we have a blast doing it. And it is a representation of how we support our community partners, the schools being one of them for sure, and vice versa. They help us out too. So
now you mentioned the word support there, and we need to sort of shift tone a little bit here. The Smith Falls Police Service has been supporting other police services over the past while for really the most terrible of reasons. There have been several police officers who have lost their lives in the line of duty. And as a show of respect, as a show of solidarity, your force has been sending people to the funerals of these fallen officers. We know that there's been a couple already and there's another one coming up.
Yeah, it's pretty scary. I've been a police officer a long time in our community here, and this is the most I've ever seen in Canada in a short amount of time. So within a month, we've had five police officers murdered across our nation. And that's unheard of. Like, it just doesn't happen. You hear of the odd one, and but five in a month, like, that's it's just hard to fathom. So we've been honored, and our administration has let some of us go. And you know what? They've come with us. So we are very happy. We have full support from our leaders within our organization, all the way down to our frontline staff. So we're honored to attend these police funerals. And as you see on the news, on social media, there are thousands of police officers that travel across all across Canada to attend and to support a fallen brother or sister in the line of duty. So again, we attended Toronto, South Simcoe last month, and we have officers heading to BC for police funeral tomorrow. So again, we are very fortunate that we are able to send a few officers, and again, just that great leadership on our end that is showing our support for our brothers and sisters and fellow policing agencies.
What does it mean when you have that kind of support from your fellow officers? I mean, I know that it hasn't necessarily happened here, at least as far as I know, but when you have support, when something does happen from an officer who may be from across the country, what does that mean to your resolve, sir?
Yeah, so the way I look at it is, or think about it, I mean, we all do the same job. We all have the same responsibilities in many, many ways, whether that be frontline all the way to police administration. So we are essentially the same all across the country with small little variations. And I think, how would I want my family to be supported? And if you talk to the families and you hear from the families after a like a police type funeral or service, just the amount of respect and thanks and something that they will never forget. So if you have 10,000 people come to support families, and that's why we do go and we support each other at the same time. So it's really hard to describe unless you've actually been there, but it's so emotional. But you know what? That's what we all do. We all work in the same environment. We have the same roles, the same dangers. Doesn't matter if you're in a big community or small community. We've seen bad things happen all across the country and in various sized communities. So it's not just the big cities where this happens. As we now know, it's small communities, medium and big. So.
Well, we're very grateful for the service that you and your fellow officers and, of course, the officers in the OPP offer to the residents of Lennard County, Smiths Falls and beyond. Thank you for all that you do for us, sir.
Yeah, well, and again, thank you. These monthly meetings, relationships are huge, and we do appreciate all of our media partners. And obviously, we love working together and continue the relationship moving forward. So.
If people would like to know a little bit more about the Smiths Falls Police Service, yeah, there's a website, but your Facebook is really good too, because you've got a lot of those pictures from events that you do talk about, and it gives people that sort of firsthand perspective of what is going on. Just search Smiths Falls Police Service in Facebook and you'll find it, and give them a like, because it's certainly something, if you live in the area, where you can keep up to date with what is going on. Aaron, as always, it's a pleasure to speak with you, sir. Thank you so much for taking the time. We look forward to our next conversation next month.
All right, sir. Thank you. And again, always a pleasure. Thank you very much.
Our guest today on In Focus, Constable Aaron Tompkins of the Smiths Falls Police Service. I'm Bob Perreault. Thanks for listening. Have a wonderful afternoon.